And As the Bell Tolls, that was Anne Etchegoyen and the choir Aizkoa. I think Aizkoa is one of the little villages in the Basque country of southwestern France. And the song was called was about wings. I can't pronounce the Basque. If anyone out there can pronounce Basque, you're welcome to ring up and correct me. Anyway, our Paris correspondent, Vincent de Monaco, was recently in the Basque country that is part of France, and it sits between the Atlantic Ocean and the Western Pyrenees Mountains. It's a region he highly recommends visitors should explore for its luxury resort cities like Biarritz and its small villages dotted on the foothills of the Pyrenees. It also has a unique Basque culture that is neither French nor Spanish, but they love music festivals, they have lots of male choirs, they have strongman competitions, and of course, it wouldn't be France if they didn't love their food and wine. And I spoke to Vince earlier.
Welcome back to the show, Vince.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Lovely to have you there, mate. So just tell us a little bit about the Basque country. You're talking about the French Basque country, aren't you?
Yeah. The French Basque country is on the southwest of France, between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pyrenees Mountain. It's a part of the Basque country, which is mainly in Spain. We can say that 4/5 of the Basque country is in Spain. But the French Pays Basque is very interesting. There's a lot of things to see and to do there.
And how do you get there? You traveled from Paris, yeah?
Yeah, of course. You can go there by plane or you can take the TGV, you know, the fast train. Mm-hmm. So it's quite easy to go to
and
there.
What is the main town that you head for if you're on a plane or even a train?
The train after is stopping in different cities, but the main cities in French Pays Basque is Bayonne, which worth it really to see. But I can talk later about the other cities. They are all very interesting with a strong identity and a lot of things to see and to do. Easy to go there, really.
Okay, and the French Basque people, do they have a separate Basque dialect, or do they just speak plain old French like you?
The 95% of the people are speaking French there, except maybe in very small villages, difficult to join. But there's a very strong culture and identity in Pays Basque, and a huge majority speaking French. There's a lot of people talking Basque too, speaking Basque. And even the youngsters, because there's schools called Ikastola, which have a lot of success. In fact, they are all mainly speaking both languages.
How would you describe the Basque language? Is it like French, or is it like Spanish, or is it something altogether different?
It's a very, very strange language, very difficult to say. It's a little bit of mystery, the Basque,
okay.
The Basque language.
Tell us where you went first, Vince. What part of the Basque country did you head for?
I was first on the coast. You need to know that the coast is very close from the inland, from the countryside. It's only 10 kilometers or 15 kilometers, but it's two different countries.
Right.
The coast is quite small. In fact, it's only 30 kilometers, which make around 20 miles. But there's very nice beaches, and there's many cities to see, to visit. Bayonne, which is the main one, Biarritz, which is an important touristic resort and very elegant, with a lot of Belle Époque buildings. Saint-Jean-de-Luz, which is famous for the harbor, fishing harbor. Bidart, Anglais, Guitari, and Andaif, which is the last cities close from the frontier, the Spanish frontiers. On the seaside, you have a lot of things to do, and after you can rent a car and go in the countryside and see another Pays Basque, with small villages, very strong cultures, strong identities.
It's the Pyrenees. The Pyrenees runs into the Basque country, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Basque area, in Basque countryside, you have soft rolling landscape. It's very sweet, nice, and calm. But after you arrive slowly to the mountain, the Pyrenees, the beginning of the Pyrenees, and of course there's a lot of things to do in the mountain. So you can, of course, make hiking. And the most famous one is the GR10, which means Grand Randonnée 10, number 10, which go from the Atlantic coast to the Mediterranean coast. You can practice a lot of sport activities like
cycling, rafting, I suppose.
Cycling, rafting, yeah. And hydro speed, kayak, many things like that. So
okay.
you can really benefit from the nature and all the advantages of this area. Okay.
Yeah, well, it sounds really interesting. I know on the Spanish side, there's lots of fabulous food and wine produced. Is that true also of the French Basque?
Yes, of course. We are Pays Basque is very known for the cold meat and cheese. But of course, especially if you are going in the little villages, there's a lot of specialties. Like Soa, for example, it's mince veal. And you can drink a good wine called Irulegui. Irulegui, donc, is the wine Basque, the Basque wine, sorry.
Yes.
It's a small vineyard, but you can find the three colors, and it's a rather good wine. And there's many other food specialities. Maybe there's something very known in this area too, is the chili pepper in the Espelette village, which is very famous in France, and you can join it with a lot of different dishes.
And they grow the chili there, do they, Vince?
Absolutely, and you can see in the it will dry on the roads and on the villages in summer, I think.
Okay.
So it's quite interesting to see, but of course. The major point is architectures, because there's a lot of different style, and in the villages there's a very typical type of structures construction.
Is it similar to other parts of France or not?
No. It's very, very different.
It's quite unique.
It's quite unique. It's wood framed. You know, the white houses with the wood framed in green or red, and it's very typical of the houses there. So
okay.
It's made the type of the villages here.
When you visit the area, is it a good idea to get off the highway and go and stay in a little small village for a meal? Or
Yeah, of course, you can. You have a lot of little restaurants, very typical, so you can. It's very easy to stay there.
Yeah.
So you can find a lot of small hotels. You can find all the category of hotel from the very very top class, like the Hotel du Palais in Biarritz, which is a palace.
Yes.
To different little hotels that you can expect really.
Okay. Are they happy for you to attempt basic French? Do they speak much English? Should you attempt French and then ask, can you speak some English with me?
Yeah. I think it's the same in all France, all different regions. They appreciate if you try to speak even a few words in French.
Yes.
Most of them, and mainly the youngsters, are speaking English. So there's no problem with it, really. You will always be informed about your road and or even addresses. People are very kind. They are very open-minded. So they can easily help you. So there will be no trouble in that way.
And are they happy to answer questions from visitors about the little village or some of the history?
Yes, they like to share their culture and identity. They are very sensitive to all this aspect.
Okay.
And so the best moment to share it are probably the feast. There is very major feast.
Yes.
And very lively. The most famous one is La Fête de Bayonne, Les Fêtes de Bayonne, which happened in July. Which are very, very lively. People are all dressed in white and red, and they drink a lot, probably too much. And yes, that's true. That's true. And there's other many feasts in the villages where happened the La Force Basque. They practice many activities to show how strong they are. And it's very, very lively. And so you can share a nice moment with them at this special moment.
Okay.
But there are...
I'm not sure whether there'll be Australians heading over that way over our summer, which is now, but it would obviously be in this sort of area. Would we have snow there now, Vince?
Yes, it can. If you go high, if you go in the mountain, of course, you will have a difficult weather. on the seaside, weather is quite pleasant during the temperature, because it's raining a lot, because you have the mountain. So in summer you can have 2 months, July and August, without any rain. It depends, really, there's no rule. But of course, the best moment to go is between summer and autumn, for sure.
Okay.
Winter is not the best moment.
No, fair enough. So how long does it take to get there from Paris?
Now you have the very fast train between Paris and Bordeaux, only 2 hours. And probably then from Bordeaux to Bayonne is, I would say, 2 hours more. I'm not completely sure, but it's around 4 hours, I would say.
Right. And you could do all you need to do on the train. You don't actually need a car.
If you want to visit the villages, of course, you need a car to move around from one to the other. And it's very pleasant. It's the best way to do it. Of course, you can use the public transports, but it's more complicated.
How long do you think people would enjoy spending time in the Basque country? What sort of time frame?
You can easily spend 1 week or 10 days. 1 week. In 1 week, you will never get bored. Really, there's a lot, so many things to do. It's culturally very intense, and of course, you can share your time with the Spanish Basque country, San Sebastian and Bilbao, where there's so many things to do and to see there. So you can easily share your time with the discovering of other areas.
And in terms of accommodation, is it covered by, Airbnb or any of the major online sites?
Yes, of course. You have all types of hotels, and of course you have a lot of Airbnb. Yeah, it's a good way to discover, to meet people and spend time with them. I want just to quote two places that I like a lot, which is Saint-Jean-de-Luz. There's two very famous macaron and chocolate makers, Adam and Paries. It's two different macaron and chocolate makers.
Okay.
Donc Adam and Paries. And you really need to taste, because it's probably the best macaron in France. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll put those names up on SoundCloud so people can see the spelling. Well, Vince, thank you so much for joining us again on the show.
It was my pleasure, really. Thanks a lot, Graham.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Merci. Au revoir.
That was Vincent de Monaco in the Basque region of France, and we will have the names he mentioned in the description box of this interview up on our SoundCloud site. That's www.soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio, and then just search for Basque. Basque. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.